This is a production of Cornell University.
Student Assembly Meeting, February 5th, 2009.
No, no matter. I have a
good afternoon, everyone. It's 4:48 p.m. I'm calling this SA meeting to order, February 6, 2009. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Here.
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 Craig.
Who, Craig?
Yes.
Unexcused.
Excuse me. I put in the date wrong.
Here.
Okay.
On it,
here.
Hi, here.
Kumar.
Oh, here.
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 Lavin.
Here.
McDermott.
Here.
Nezzy.
He's here.
Here.
Okay.
Miller.
Here. Rabbit.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Sunball.
Here.
Shannon.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Yao was on his feet.
Miller.
Here. Tata. Here. Yeah. Okay, great. Correction, it's February 5th. So let's go. Next on the agenda, approval of the minutes from January 29th, 2009. Are there any motions?
Call for affirmations.
Going to call for affirmations. There's a second.
Second.
Any dissent? Minutes have been approved. Open microphone. Anyone in the audience who would like to bring anything to the SA's attention? All three of you. That's not on the agenda. Do you see some now? Nope. All set. Great. All right. Right on to announcements and reports. The first one, we have a committee staffing announcement by VP Miller.
So thanks to the Office of the Assemblies, there's a more convenient system for selecting people for committees. There are apparently 41 some odd things in there that I've got to go through now that we've got a little time on our hands. That being said, a lot of the committees have the maximum amount of members there they're allowed to have for our charter. So I would like each committee chair to go through their committee, and if there are people that have missed more than two meetings, please make a note of that, submit it to me so that we can remove those people and allow for new people to join them. And if you'd love to like to help me out with it as committee chair, I'd be more than happy to take your input. Thank you. And if you haven't sent me a report, please send me a report.
Any questions for Tony? Remy.
How do you go about adding those names to the SA website?
Email me and then I can take care of that with the office internally.
Anyone else? Okay, all set. Ivy Leadership Summit reminder.
Just a reminder, I think there's only one person other than myself now from the assembly that is going on Ivy Council. And so I just want to remind, I guess, Scott that we're leaving tomorrow.
I want to go to that.
Anyway, so yeah, we will be leaving you tomorrow. I will hopefully have an update for all of you on the Ivy Leadership Summit next Thursday. But I'll let you guys know what's happening.
Will you have a car?
We're taking the bus.
Any questions for Alex?
I have fun, learn a lot.
Yeah. All right, thanks. We have a Residential Community Life Committee update by Representative Kumar.
All right. Today, our first meeting of the Master Lab Master. So basically, just taking time to reevaluate and catch up on some of the projects that were left from last semester. Among those was projects that Representative Yavin started about laundry rooms on North Campus that we'll be looking into the logistics of at our coming meeting in 2 weeks. Another project that Emily Susan had taken on was talking to the Transportation Department about how the current structure is for bus passes that are given to all the freshmen. So we try to learn some more information about that. And then we also discussed a little bit about the housing master plan and how we can ensure that the undergraduate student population's input is included in the final report. So I'll be working with Sanjeev and the RFC on that project, and so we should be updating you pretty soon about that. Final update was I had been thinking about trying to start a some sort of online forum or discussion venue for students to give input about projects that our committee is taking on. So I've been talking to Ari about that last week, and He's been helping us out and looking into that, so hopefully by next meeting we should have an update about that.
Awesome. Thank you. Any questions for Nikhil?
Alan. Yeah, do you have a brief representative on the ESA?
No. Yeah. You, anybody else is interested in projects or wants to show up to a meeting, we should have a meeting not this coming Monday, but Monday from then at 5 p.m. And just email me and I'll get you the location.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you. I had a quick university accreditation announcement. You all received the email from me. That committee is through a faculty policy committee, I don't know the exact name, is wants to recruit SA and GPSA members. As of now, I have Becca, Nikhil, and Natalie on my list that I'll be recommending. This is essentially your last chance to let me know if you are interested. I gave you an email with all the details. It is a commitment, but it's also a really great opportunity to be involved with this committee that goes over the university's accreditation, and you learn a lot about the university's inner workings. So anyone else interested besides those three names? Okay, fine. Three is a fine number. Next, we have an employee assembly report by Representative Cusick.
So we had our second employee assembly meeting of the semester. I wasn't able to take the first one because I wasn't here yet, but we discussed sustainability efforts at Cornell that affected employees, and we also talked about having some forums like they had last semester, President Horton, talk about issues that affect the employees, such as layoffs, standardization of job procedures, all that kind of stuff. And there's a couple tentatively planned for the upcoming months. We're working with the employee trustee on that. So.
Great, thank you. Any questions for Emily? No, okay. Few others that are not on your agenda there. The DC lobbying trip that we all heard from Gretchen Ryan about. Ram, if you have anything, please jump in. But I really want to encourage all of you to participate and let Rami know if you're interested in going, because it's a great opportunity. And I know she's looking for at least a solid number of us to go. Ram, did you have anything to add at all?
No. The date is going to be March 19th, 21st, I believe.
Is that a spring break?
Yeah. The trip's going to spring break? Okay, an email was sent out with all the dates. I don't know what's on my head right now. But.
And preferably, if you are receiving federal financial aid, talk about how that impacts your education.
Right. And just to clarify, if that is a prerequisite at this point to go on the trip, you do need to receive federal aid because you're lobbying federal government and international students. You know, that's a different arena that certainly we need to have financial discussions, but that it's not appropriate at this point for the trip. Any questions about the trip, the D.C. lobbying trip? Okay. We have an elections update by Director McDermott.
So as of midday yesterday, there were between 20 and 25 packets that have been signed out. I've met with class council, who is now completely caught up to speed because they're using our election systems as well, and traditionally have used our rules as their backup rules because they don't write their own rules. And I've been named the director of elections of class council elections. So spring of luck. So another election that will be occurring right in our same calendar cycle. A couple of things is, for those of you that did sign up packets prior to yesterday morning, there were two pieces of paper that were missing from there. An email has gone out to all candidates who signed out packets prior to yesterday morning with those two documents in a PDF format. They are the slate eligibility form that the president and executive vice president candidates must sign and put their statement on, as well as a small, pink, beautifully colored sheet going over the rules for the president and executive vice president. There will be an email that will be going out to all student organizations, the leaders of student organizations, reminding them that we are now in an SAUA and class council election cycle, telling them about the new rules, reminding them that they're coming up in a byline-funded year, and get involved in student governance would be really great, and also go through the ways for them to pick up their packets or become involved in one of those three organizations. And finally, WVBR has been in communication with us, and it appears and possibly Tommy Bruce, to develop a president and executive vice president radio debate, which will go almost directly prior to elections kicking off. So we will be involved in a lot of different media courses other than just the Daily Sun this year. So we hopefully can get a lot of attention. Any questions?
Any questions?
Yeah. If you're not going to run for president by 7, do you still need to pick up the...
You do not need to worry about the eligibility form or the pink sheet.
So they're not a case.
Exactly. They only affect the president and executive vice president.
Any further questions? All set? All right. We have a trustee nominating committee update on the topic of elections by D.C. Miller.
So for those of you who don't know, C.J. Flicklin and myself are your undergraduate representatives for the trustee nominating committee. That's essentially the elections board for the trustee election. We just approved our calendar. We did want to take into account that we didn't want SA and trustee elections to overlap, which has happened in the past. So we won't be moving on any of the formal trustee elections until after spring break. But if you have any questions about the rules or any comments you want to make to me to bring to the committee as your undergraduate representative, please let me know. And if you have any questions about it, about the election itself, please come to me or CJ with any questions.
All right, thank you. We have a communications committee announcement by D.P. Junowitz.
We're actually working on the newest copy, or of the newsletter. We're going to focus on three main issues for this upcoming newsletter. That's the moratorium, residence life, and transfer issues. So if any of you have want to weigh in on any of that or submit anything, please do so. Preferably by Monday night would be great. The comm committee is going to meet Tuesday at 8 to look at everything, kind of sort it out and everything. And we're hoping to have it completed by the end of next week, so get it out pretty soon. So that's it.
Okay, any questions for Nikki? All right. Any further announcements before I make my last one? Okay. Just quick update after we passed the Resolution 21 moratorium on new student groups. We're currently in the fact-finding stage of things. So we already have account information and financial information from the Office of Assemblies. Now we're getting all of the historical data from the Student Activities Office, and you'll all be notified every week as this task force meets every week. So I'm excited for this to start, and Mezzi and myself will keep you all updated. Any questions or further announcements or reports?
Are we doing the internal? I'm doing that part of the summer last week.
Oh, yes. We'll be going to executive session today to do a few internal elections and some issue updates. Just let you know. Yeah.
Have there been any criteria set up, like you put in a provision for
was there provision put in?
Yeah.
Yes, in the final resolution.
Like, what criteria do they have to be?
What was passed in the resolution was that it'd be up to the student activities office. So essentially, if they get one.
Have you gotten any requests?
No.
For that?
They would forward it to us if it was at all red flag. Any questions? All right, moving on to business of the day. Academic calendar discussion. You have a sheet that looks like this in front of you. Educational Policy Committee, Academic Calendar Changes. Really quickly, the University Faculty Senate Educational Policy Committee, I'm just going to read it, is initiating discussion to develop a recommendation that results from the following situation. Classes in the fall will begin on Wednesday in lieu of starting on Thursday, so orientation will be shortened a day. Few things to note, the fall semester is shorter than the spring semester, so that was another, I guess, factor for this change. So with classes starting on Wednesday as opposed to Thursday in the fall, there are a few options that the university is considering, and they're soliciting all of the assembly's feedback. So what I'm going to do now is open the speakers list, we'll have a discussion, and just from all of your recommendations, we're not deciding on a specific recommendation, from all of your discussion, I will type up a report, send it to Professor Cook, Maria Cook in the ILAR School, who's kind of heading this up, our recommendations, and then they ultimately make decisions. But we'll be making formal recommendations. On that note, I hope you all looked it over. I don't know if we need to go over it a little bit. Okay, speakers list is open. E.P. Miller.
So the first thing, I think that option A, add Wednesday and take no additional day off, that's ridiculous. I don't know, I don't really care what Ryan puts in there, but that can't go in there. If they're going to give us an extra day, they're going to give us something back in return, or else we're just the worst negotiators on the face of this planet. Quite frankly, I know everybody that I know at other parent institutions are astounded that we don't get Labor Day off.
I've missed class the last couple years because I go home and work on Labor Day because, you know, it's one of the things that a lot of people do. They have summer job commitments that do it, and life is laughing. There's a lot of, like, it's a very, it's a federal holiday for one. It's kind of silly that we don't get it off. So my recommendation would be to give us a federal holiday that everybody else in the planet gets off, but we don't. Well, the Americans. America.
Next. Sorry. This one over here, Representative Stein.
I'm going to actually weigh in and say I think that Thanksgiving, the Wednesday before, would be ideal since, I mean, classes end like Wednesday at noon. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, people need time to get home. I know if you don't live in, you know, especially the tri-state area, to, you know, go home for like what, a day or two, it's absolutely ridiculous. Everyone else has a longer Thanksgiving break, and I just think it would serve our students best out of all these options.
Representative Brockman, if you can, before you make your recommendation, say A to F, just so I know. So, you know, yeah. Okay.
C.
C.
E. I just believe as a member of this, the student school of industrial labor relations, we don't get Labor Day off. It's kind of ironic and sad.
Thank you. Representative Craig.
I'm going to have to go with B for the time being, but my point being that I understand what you're saying, Representative Stein, but many professors already give students a Wednesday off. So if you're going to bargain for a day, you might as well bargain for a day that you may not get otherwise. So, I just think that professors are normally given with that Wednesday. If not, you can argue with them and they seem to let you go. So I would say Labor Day off. I would also say that you could send a little note and say, we're looking at national holidays. Perhaps we could look at Labor Day and also Martin Luther King Day, like other institutions normally have off as well.
Thank you, Representative Ratz.
Gotcha. Looking from the freshman perspective, the Wednesday of Thanksgiving, we don't really know that you can barter with teachers to get the day off, and all buses that are chartered from Cornell do not leave until classes are officially over. So if you take the Wednesday before off, I know I would have had more time at home to see family and relatives because everyone else got them off the whole week. So give us D. Yeah.
Thank you, Representative Tunowitz.
I want to go for D as well, just because I know that time of year, November, there's oftentimes weather conditions and whatnot that tend to delay people. And, you know, it's unfortunate if you can't get home until, like, Thanksgiving Day or something. So I think giving people more time to travel is a good idea.
Thank you. Representative Sandoval.
I want to say E, make fall break longer by one day. Because if you look at fall break, where it's placed basically right after the midterm. And so coming from a student, you know, perspective, I would like to have no more students, you know, recover from the Cornell's rigorous program.
Thank you, Representative Cusick.
I have to say B because we had this discussion a while back on the new employee assembly, and we have to think that Cornell is not just us as students. It's like the Cornell community. We're the largest provider of jobs in Thompson County. So the fact that childcare is hard to find, and Labor Day, like if parents took Labor Day off, if the campus was shut down, it wouldn't be a big deal. And so that's my opinion.
Thank you, Representative Salem.
I say B. I know that, you know, it's only a half day, and I think as long as we should, you know, bargain for as much as we can get. But the reason I wouldn't say B is because I don't see the significance of singling out one federal holiday over the other, like we mentioned before. You know, I think we should get, if we were to take this off, we should get others off as well. I think that there are a minority of professors that do give prelims or finals on that Wednesday, so I think it'd be doing the students a good service to just be able to go home after, like, Tuesday night after they finish their
food. Okay, point of information. I heard you first. Yes. Do employees of Cornell, aside from the professors, work on Labor Day?
No.
Staff does not, I believe. That's Is Ari in the room?
Yes.
Can you verify that staff does not work on Labor Day?
That is correct.
That is okay.
And it's, I do remember being frustrated by that when I was a student.
Thank you. Noted. So, the academics and students only.
Exactly.
Thank you. Is that your point of information?
No.
I was always under the impression that Cornell had a policy against giving off any religious or even, you know, these federal holidays like Labor Day, Memorial Day, things like that, in addition to religious holidays. Is that accurate?
I'm not entirely sure. I don't think it's a blanket policy because these are, the university are considering all these alternatives.
Right, but would that be a change to policy?
I'm entirely sure. Oh, please do.
It's a, I think, a deliberate policy not to favor one group of holidays over another one, religious holidays. But as far as national holidays, the consideration varies from case to case. Labor Day is mostly because the semester just started, it doesn't make sense to have a vacation in class. And from there, you know, the considerations vary with each one, but there's not any hard and fast rule.
There's no universal policy. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Miller, I just VP Miller, I just wanted to note, I'm not advocating for either of the options, but I thought it was an interesting point to note that the spring semester is longer than the fall. To take and taking this, adding a, did I say that correctly? I did. Adding a day to the calendar in the fall shortens the gap, but there's still a gap. Just point of information I thought was interesting. VP Miller. I don't know. All it says is that it's even with adding the one day, it's not equal.
I think you need representative. I didn't ask to speak.
Oh, liaison Miller, sorry.
Yeah, I guess hard and sort of words on it now, but having Labor Day off is kind of really early. I mean, you can come back and see if we can get the off. So none of them get the holiday, so I'd have to go to your PUD.
Okay. Representative Diacab.
So this is going to sound really dumb. However, since fall semester is already shorter than spring semester, I think we should add the day and get off Labor Day and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. But Wednesday for Thanksgiving is only a half day anyways, and a lot of professors cancel classes or make it like, oh, we're showing a movie that you can watch but don't have to. So it's almost like a dumb use of day anyways. So I think taking that away kind of doesn't do anything, and then if we add another day, we can also take away Labor Day. And I think taking away Labor Day is really important, and it's really important because we do have an ILR school. And all the staff gets off, and I think it's really important that we support, like, it's one of the very few schools in the country, and it's a really good one. So I'm going to vote for B and D.
Okay. You got all that, clear? VP Mezzi.
As much as I would like Ash Wednesday to Good Friday off, I'm going to opt for B and D because Labor Day makes sense. I mean, we're the ILR school and we work on Labor Day. It kind of doesn't make sense. And then the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I just think with the weather and the time of the year, travel, those points have already been made. So if I'm not going to get F, other alternatives, my option would be for B and D.
Okay. Representative Andrews.
Just from another perspective, the issue with taking off the other day of Labor Day is that we're also taking a day of work away from employees, staff, and the university. They have set contracts and have days that they need to be at work, which is for their families and whatnot. Labor Day, they already have off. So we don't have to take away another day besides Labor Day. Then a lot of these people won't be receiving their paychecks. They need to be.
Question. Yeah.
Okay.
Representative Hines.
I would say D because of the traveling reasons that I already mentioned, and also in addition, we're adding Wednesday, so taking off a Wednesday kind of helps because class will be on 3 days a week, so
Wednesday
is a Monday.
Okay. Thank you. That's it on the speaker's list. Anyone else before we close?
Can I just make a quick comment?
Yes.
I'd like to weigh in and say that C is the absolute worst idea after A.
I will.
That's really confusing.
I will send that message along. So just quickly, before we move on, just a quick straw poll so I at least provide the recommendation accurately. Raise your hand. I'm going to go through each one. Just raise your hand. You can vote for multiple ones. Just raise your hand if you're in support of that option. A.
Oh, totally.
B. Labor Day. Liaisons can. This is an official vote, so everyone can. Yeah. You can vote. C. D.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.